Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Jury taking shape in Trump hush money trial.
Possible jurors were quizzed for hours about their views on Trump and other issues.
Republicans deliver Mayorkas impeachment articles to the Senate.
Acted to the grave detriment of the interests of the United States.
Supreme Court considers obstruction charge in January 6th cases.
Many crimes occurred that day.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some of the jury in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial have been selected. CBS's Matt Piper.
Seven Manhattan residents have been sworn in to serve on the jury in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. Five more, plus another half dozen alternates, must still be chosen. About 80 people have been excused since questioning began Monday, most of them saying they could not be impartial. A dispute over a potential juror's Facebook post showing celebrations after Trump lost the 2020 election prompted audible comments from the former president. The judge told his attorney to speak to his client, saying, "I won't tolerate that." Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
House Republicans deliver to the Senate articles of impeachment targeting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Congressman Mark Green.
Alejandro and Mayorkas' willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law has had a calamitous consequence for the nation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to move quickly to dismiss the charges.
They send it over here, tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial. That's absurd. That's an abuse of the process. That is more chaos.
The Supreme Court examines whether a felony obstruction law was used correctly to prosecute former President Trump and hundreds of January 6th rioters. Justice Neil Gorsuch asks U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger if it could be used to criminalize other types of conduct.
Would a heckler in today's audience qualify, or at the State of the Union address, would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
There are multiple elements of the statute that I think might not be satisfied by those hypotheticals.
Albums from Blondie, Biggie, and ABBA are among 25 new titles getting inducted into the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. The Chicks, Green Day, even Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer are also getting preserved. The registry started in 2002. This is CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom
was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free, starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.